Run the water in Martha Wise's Millsboro home west of Mount Airy's plant, and you won't see anything wrong. But her well was found to have high nitrates and bacteria, making her water unsafe to drink.
He said he was planning to fix it. Well, how long would it take to fix it? You know, still how long are we going to deal with this water situation?
Mount Airy recently gave her a water cooler with a couple of refills. The Herbert Lane resident is now using it for cooking and drinking. Wise's well is one of 14 contaminated by high nitrates, according to the News Journal. Ever since the incident, Mount Airy has been meeting with residents and environmental officials to work on a solution. Spokesman Sean McKeon says the company fired wastewater employees after problems with the treatment system were discovered.
We take seriously our obligation to be careful stewards of the land and the water that we all share.
State health and environmental officials have been sampling wells near Mount Airy and are working with the poultry producer and affected homes. Jamie Mack is with the Division of Public Health. He says nitrates are a bigger concern for women and babies and can lower the levels of oxygen in the blood.
The concentrations that we're seeing, while they're above our maximum contaminant limit from the EPA, they're not an immediate concern.
That information is alarming environmentalists who say they worry health officials haven't told the whole truth on the harm nitrates can cause. Maria Payan is a consultant with the Socially Responsible Agricultural Project.
This should not be minimized. The health impacts go beyond pregnant women like they're putting out.
Mount Airy is continuing to address problems caused by its wastewater treatment. They're also upgrading the system. McKeon says the company is committed to going above and beyond so the problem doesn't happen again. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.